Toscano, Sego Segoli, on E. I'm David Moses with a CKRZ 100.3 FM news brief. With the Assembly of First Nations elections coming up this week on December 6th in Ottawa, the six candidates running for the position addressed the Six Nations Elected Council at their political liaison meeting Monday, November 27th. Four of the candidates appeared in person at the council chambers, while two others remotely joined the meeting. In this report, we'll hear from the first three candidates as they appeared in order. A second report will allow the remaining three AFN candidates to be heard from at that point. After each candidate stated their case as to why Six Nations should cast their vote in their favor, Six Nations councillors asked them questions. The first candidate speaking was Chief Dean Sayers of Batchewana.
Good morning, Anin Sego Segoli. Ogamon Nemanagoshin Goyakisid, Shnukaz, Anin Bungi. I'm Chief Dean Sayers. I was the chief for the last almost 20 years in Batchewana First Nation. I'm Ojibwe, and I'm from the Crane Clan. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. There's many things that we really need to give some more focus on at the AFN, including opening up the discussions with united support across the country around housing.
Councillor Cynthia Jameson asked what he felt were the three main issues a new AFN leader should address.
I think national unity is really important. There are at least 70 formal agreements that Indigenous people have from coast to coast to coast. Other agreements that are just as strong and foundational from a nationhood perspective. Those that don't have agreements, and we can't seem to be united in the fight to see and give life and see those expectations come to fruition. So we need to diversify in our approach across the country. That may mean 300 tables. Canada needs to come to 300 tables, our representatives of the Crown. And we can have some, and we do have united issues, but on the most part, there's a lot that are different. So that would be the first one. I also see the AFN needing some attention. We've had some not so nice events in the last couple of years as far as how the AFN and how we're able to be really united and productive. So investing in healing, we've got incredible resources that are Indigenous First Nations that we can incorporate into a plan, a process, because we need all the vehicles that make up the AFN to be united, the secretariat, the political arm, the chiefs, the executive, and the national chief's office. We have to be united. We have to go through healing processes, and we need to do that internally. It's none of Canada's business, but those are things that we need to do, and we need to make sure that we're markable, measurable, and that we can really achieve the expectations of all of our people as far as the relationships concerned across the country. I also see the importance of dealing with the symptoms of colonization in a united way, having a stronger people based on healthy initiatives like the opioid addictions, the mental health addictions, the all those social determinants, really come up with a good plan so we have healthier, proud, culture-based, language-based, nationhood-based types of essences of who we are as a people. So those are really important for me, I think, to be able to move the yardstick for us. We have to look after the actual symptoms, but not forget the foundational elements that need to be addressed, and that's inclusive of colonization. So those would be my three focuses.
Councillor Helen Miller asked Sayers about his awareness of the Six Nations litigation case.
That's the 6x6?
Yeah, it's the largest land claim, I think, in the history of Canada, probably. We need a lot of support.
Yeah, I've always appreciated that. And I really got to know a little bit more about that as I spent time in the area, like Plank Road and other like issues right down to Dunville and all the way up to its source. And I watched and I looked at Caledonia, and I really supported what happened as far as the expectations that Indigenous people had with not honoring the promises, the agreements that really should have had that support in the face of this onslaught of colonization. The public needs to be aware. There's so much untruth out there. There's things that actually need to be a part of and to be supported by the AFN in regards to how Six Nations takes the lead on the actual strategy, the plan. And the AFN should be visible and should be supporting and have the use of our media contacts and bring the issue to light. It's really unfortunate that the ignorance, and that's in my mind, even in our neck of the woods, ignorance is so high and media wants to sensationalize things and don't get to the root of the issues.
The second candidate to speak was Treaty 6 Grand Chief Craig Mackinaw, who pointed out issues regarding Métis recognition and the Indian Act.
I have over 30 years of experience being the two-term chief, as regional chief for Alberta, Treaty 6 Grand Chief, and 20 years on council. So I have all that years of experience of bringing to the table so that, these issues that we're dealing with right now, especially the internal ones, those are the ones that we need to deal with and take care of. And then once we do that, and then we meet with the staff and then meet with the regional chiefs, get the house in order, and then come back to the chiefs. Because I know we need to reassure the chiefs that the national office is back in order so that we can go ahead and move forward in dealing with the issues at hand. Because I know there are a lot of issues at hand right now, because as we have the national meetings in the summer and in the winter, there's always issues that are critical. And right now we have the Métis Recognition Act. And then the Indian Act is another one that's coming up. There's three parts to that need to be looked at. Because we're all aware of how the government deals with us. They're always pushing different acts at the same time. And unfortunately, sometimes we're not keeping track on everything, because I know we really have to key in on the Indian Act, because those changes on our membership, and then I think is judicial. And the third one is membership, judicial. I think it's lands. But anyways, those three are the main key areas that need to be looked at.
Six Nations elected councillor Carol Green asked Mackinaw about dealing with mental health.
Even with the mental health of our members, that has to be dealt with. So there's so many issues with wellness that we need to look at. So it's a big issue, and if we can find the dollars to deal with it, more dollars, and ask the government, to get those dollars in play. Because one of the other things I didn't mention was federal and provincial transfer agreements. We got to find a way to break that, because they have the five national programs that in play, that if we can break that, then that will set aside more money for us, and health is part of that.
The third speaker was Chief Reginald Balrose of Muskaugan First Nation.
And the council that's here and everybody on the line, my name is Reg Balrose. I'm from Muskaugan First Nation, Treaty 4 territory, Saskatchewan region.
Balrose said no government will recognize our rich history and cannot grant others inherent rights.
And as you go, you hear government relations are poor in this province. They're poor with the government. There's lack of understanding on our rights, lack of understanding on who we are, like your rich history that you have here. No European government's going to recognize that. They're gonna try diminish. So what I've been promoting is our creator given laws and rights. I know we want to write it down. We want to make sure the lawyers have a look at it. But when you look at what the creator's given us, how he's given this nation and this region and area, how you worship, how you choose to, whatever he's given, whatever he gave us out on the prairies, it's different. But I say there's only one creator, so I don't believe we are different. I believe that we are one, we need each other, and we got to rely on the creator. So when you look at these, what's coming right now, they're trying to box us in. They're trying to restrict us. Section 35, I'm like, well, In Saskatchewan, the science proves we've been there for 10,000 years. They can't deny it now. They said, oh, you came over a, came over a land bridge, or you were put in ships and sailed here. We were here. The Creator put us here. As everybody in your laws, your natural laws, your ceremonies, they'll all come to that. We are the first people of this land. And when you look at what Section 35 is doing, what the federal government's doing, they're trying to grant others rights under Section 35. Federal government can't grant others inherent rights or God, our Creator, given laws, rights. We have that. That's what I believe we have to bring forward. What one of the key messages that I have today and all across the campaign is we need to come together. So for a while there, I wasn't going to assemblies myself because I'm like, why am I going there? I don't want to fight Ontario. I don't want to fight Quebec. See, where you're brought in and it becomes a fight on the floor. That's what happens. I'm like, well, why do I want to go fight Six Nations? I want to go support Six Nations, not fight them. And I'm sure they don't want to fight me. We don't even know each other. But I'm sure nobody wants to fight anybody. But that's that colonial tactic, divide and conquer.
Three more AFN chief candidates also made presentations that included Chief Sheila North, David Pratt, and Cindy Woodhouse. We'll hear from them in our next report tomorrow. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.